You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Welcome back to Digitally Enabled. Greg Silverman here again. Glad to have you all listening in. Today, I'm joined by Rachel Lee. Rachel, say hello to folks.
Hello, hello. Great to be here, Greg.
It's such a wonderful treat to have you here. I usually talk about people who manage brands, and today maybe we're going to be able to talk a little bit about how people manage their own brands and what it means in this new era. So tell people about the company you're at and kind of your worldview of how you help senior leaders and entrepreneurs establish themselves.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for having me. I am now entrepreneur and business owner leading a company called Standout Authority, but my background was at marketing agency, Walton Isaacson, and then got my MBA and was at Microsoft, more on the B2B channel side, partner side, and then at Gartner, where I was leading brand and marketing strategy, reporting in with the CMO for a brand called Software Advice. And so now that I've kind of had the corporate marketing experience, been on the agency side, and now I'm running my own company that is a boutique agency, you know, I think that there's a really massive shift that's happening. I myself, when working for another company, part of the reason I am part of the Great Resignation is because I felt like I couldn't share my voice entirely. And I have great mentors, great leaders. Like, don't get me wrong, I still am in touch with, you know, they're the CMOs at companies, the CEOs, and they were my bosses, and I love them. But the construct of many corporations, small businesses is very transactional, revenue focused, and people are kind of caught in not really owning their voice because they're so caught in creating for the business, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's not actually what we want.
Yeah, things have changed, right? Because they talk about if you lose your voice, you're likely to lose your loyalty. And if you lose those two, you look for an alternative. And in this digitally enabled world of all this brand marketing, it's like a symbiotic thing of what the company has to do and then what brand leaders have to do is kind of what you were telling me in the pre-talk. And am I getting that right so far?
Yeah. What's happening is that, you know, we believe at Standout Authority that we're in the human revolution. And LinkedIn believes that too. Their recent report says we are in the human era, which I think was so perfect. And what that means is that it's not about B2B and B2C, it's about H2H, human to human connections. And so we as business leaders, whether we own our own business or are leading a company, have to think about those human to human connections internally with our employees, with our teams, leadership all the way down, and then our human-to-human connections and relationship company to their customers, right? And then employee to customer. There's so many different pieces, but at the end of the day, people really want to talk to a person. We're really, you know, with social media, it's crazy to think, right? We're only a few decades into having the internet and World Wide Web. We're only like 20 years where Facebook, I mean, now, you know, LinkedIn's almost 20 years old, but TikTok's only a few. Like, things are moving so fast, Greg. They're moving so fast. And with that pace of change, it's really changing the customer, the consumer behavior. And guess what? Your customer is the same person that's reading Instagram at night.
That's right.
Same human.
The same person.
And so, you know, leadership teams have an opportunity, the CMOs, the C-suite, to really think about the human. Our employee is not just an employee, they're a teammate, they're human. What can we do to support their mission, their individual growth as a company and allow them to be an individual? And then we also need to understand that from our customer base, they're humans. What are their wants and needs? How do I actually connect into their lives? And that's what branding and personal branding and content marketing and the creator economy, that's why it's so live right now, because people really want to connect at a deeper level, especially after, while we're still experiencing the pandemic, you know, it's really changed the relationships that we have with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, years ago, my first digital conference I went to, I was on a panel and they said, what do you think of the conference? I said, well, digital is so great. Why are we at a conference, right? And
yeah, there you go.
You know, it's not a binary thing. You have digital or you have a human connection. You have to have both. And now you're talking about and introducing this idea that there's two levels or two types of human connection, one with the consumer, but also with senior management, with their employees. And they have to invite their voice in to generate loyalty. So which one do you tackle first and how do you tackle it? Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, first and foremost, at the end of the day, we all care about ourselves, right? Like, let's be honest. At the end of the day, I care about myself. And first and foremost, I want to create a career I love. I want to like enjoy my job. Most people don't want to just get paid because they need the money. They want to get paid because they enjoy what they do. Right, Greg? I mean, that would
be better than just making money to pay your mortgage, right?
Right. Like, we want to love what we do. And so all of that is personal branding in my mind. Personal branding is ultimately how others see you. So it is that reputation, the perceptions, the impressions, the relationships that you're having with others. And most importantly, how you see yourself. And this piece of how you see yourself is really where we're seeing this major, major shift. Because with the great resignation, great reshuffle, great reimagination, great, great, greats, every person was stuck at home and it was like, you know, shit, I don't really like this job that much.
What am I doing?
Like, wait, what am I doing with my life? Like my kid, like, you know, it was just kind of this awakening, to be really honest, like a very spiritual and individual awakening that's also happening. And so personal branding allows us to really think about what are we here to create? What is our why? What is our value proposition? And so I define that by our skills, our audience, our differentiation, and what we're passionate about. When me as an individual understand that and my mission, my vision can connect to a company, to their mission, can connect to the leadership team, that is the magic. That's the golden opportunity.
And all that has to line up for it to start to execute and work. Right.
Right.
I have to have a voice. My leader has to share that voice. We have to have a similar voice to the consumer.
Exactly.
And if I can get that, it sounds like I get a platform to launch. So where's the bottleneck? I mean, it's easy to describe the great solution, but where's the great?
Well, the problem is happening is nobody's actually focusing on their personal brand. Instead, what's happening is you're the CMO and you're working for a company and you're like, I have this budget. I have to spend it. I have to manage my team. I have to fire people, hire people, right? It's like, we're so in the day-to-day, we're losing touch with what we really want and why we're here to do what we do, that fullest expression of our story, of who we are. And we're not being given the opportunity to express that with our teams, with our employees, and online. Many, many companies restrict their leaders and people from speaking on stages, from posting content, because it could potentially affect the company. And listen, I get it. There should always be guardrails, social media guidelines, but we cannot restrict our people anymore. We have to help people truly understand their why, their mission, and use our company and our mission and our capabilities to allow them to flourish. So what I think the bottleneck is that leaders are not being given the opportunity to really find out why they care about this. They're not finding that emotional connection into their day-to-day work, the love moments. And so when we're able to really focus on our personal brand, when we're able to share our voice, and hey, listen, Greg, I'm a LinkedIn creator. I'm creating content constantly. We're here today on a podcast. For me, this is an energy driver. This is my passion. This is part of my why. This is why I left corporate. Because I did not feel I could fully share my authentic voice without getting handcuffed inside those companies. That was just for me. And so a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel that way. However, somebody wants to share their voice, we have to give that light and opportunity, that individualism, that opportunity to be our authentic selves, to be able to share with the team, to be able to share online, of course, with guardrails. But when we can really ignite that fire in the leadership team all the way down, through the personal branding, it affects the customers, right?
It ends up being something incredibly authentic.
Incredibly authentic and powerful. The content is powerful. The customers feel it. They feel your love, right? They don't feel like they're just the transaction because they're seeing you, they're hearing you. And so it's a really massive opportunity for executives to communicate their authentic voice, give them permission to do that, and to give their teams permission to express their authentic voice and however they feel necessary.
Yeah, because it's a human value chain on top of an ecosystem of brand technology and digital enablement. And the more you light the fire under the individual, the greater the resonance of the brand ultimately in the market is the hypothesis. I think it's true. So for my last question today, it's a one-word answer, and it's, what do you think in this human era about digitally enabled branding? And you can't say personal branding. You have to pick another word and tell us why.
I mean, it's all about the creators.
Creators.
Yeah. We are in the creator economy, Web3. This is more words than one.
No, you're telling us why now. No, you got it. Creator was the word, and now you're just telling us why.
And And that means a lot of things, right? It goes back to that personal brand because we are all creators. If you post this, Greg, right, you're creating, you're putting content, you are a creator. You are expressing your voice. And so I can be creative inside my company, right? I can create a mentorship circle. I can create a new initiative. Really igniting that creative juice is how we go to the next stage of digital enabling, you know, digital revolution.
Manifold as digital is becoming, you're going to have the fire of creativity and delivery of creation to get it together and make it happen. Rachel, so nice to have you on the brand. You're a personal brander, talking to people who build brands, but probably need an opportunity to think about this and find ways to ignite their fire. So glad you're on the show. Great point of view. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Hey, Digitally Enabled signing off. See you next time, or actually hear you next time. Greg Silverman, thanks a lot, everyone.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.